Hallelujah. Again, welcome to the Master's Call, and we are glad to have you. And I am going to turn the call over to our host. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Master's Call. We greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And we give God the praise and the glory because this is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. On behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas, we greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. If you are visiting the Master's Call for the first time, we welcome you, and we pray that this will not be your last. The scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, on the TMC call, it's all about the Master. It's putting the Master's first. And in Matthew, it says, if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then everything else will be added unto us. So let's again thank you for calling in and to the Master's Call. If you would like to go back and visit our website, which all of our messages have been archived there since the inception of this call, you can visit www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. If you would like to send us an email, our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And the vehicle and thread that brought us, most of us here together on the Master's Call, is none other than a phenomenal multi-level marketing business called Artist International, which is a Christian-based multi-level marketing business. You won't find many of those out there, but we are in one, and it is changing one life at a time. And I'm telling you, if you guys have not heard what our founders have asked us to do, I will tell you right now, they have asked us to all make a recommitment. Go on your back office and sign that dotted line and say that you're going to go out each and every single day and do your two experiences. Some of the two experiences turn into five and some of them turn into 10, but it's up to you to make it happen. And if you're not an artist distributor on the line and you want to know more about this phenomenal company, then get back with the person who invited you, and they will be more than glad to tell you more. We're going to keep on moving this call forward, and I'm going to ask Tammy if she would come to the line and open us up in a word of prayer. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Good morning. Father God, we come before your throne of grace this morning. We thank you, merciful God. We bless your holy name. Father, we praise you. We give you all honor, and we give you all glory. We thank you, Lord God, that we're able to come to your throne this morning. Father, we thank you for the mercies that are renewed each and every day. We thank you for today's mercy. Lord, we thank you for the TMC call. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can come before your throne, Lord God, asking forgiveness for our sins, Lord God, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Father, we stand as your ambassadors, Lord God, wherever you have placed us, Lord God. Hallelujah. We are your children, Lord God, doing the work of your ministry. Father, we ask you to bless Artists International. Father, we ask you to bless our founders of this call. Hallelujah. Bless Dr. Vanessa, Father God. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord God, hold her in your hands, Father. Send the help, Lord God, to continue to hold up her arms as you did for Moses. Father God, bless our founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord God, we ask you to hold her up, Father God. Continue to give them, Lord God, new vision, new strength, new insight, new wisdom, Lord God, as they continue to go forth. Father, we ask you to bless the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God. Continue to keep them in your hands, Father God. Keep them on the mission that you have given them, Lord, to improve lives all over this land, to teach them about what you've given us in the earth. Father God, we ask you to bless the speaker, who is Dr. P.K. Roberts, who will come this morning, oh God, and give your people a word. Lord God, we cover this call in the blood of Jesus. We say, stand down, enemy. You have no place on this line. Father, the word shall come forth unbound, unhindered, unshaken. Lord, we take control of the atmosphere right now. In the name of Jesus, we declare that heaven rules and reigns. We pray this prayer, oh Father God, in the name of your precious son, Jesus. We give you all glory, all honor, and all praise. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. And back to you, my sister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Tammy, for opening us up in a word of prayer. At this time, please get your notebooks, your pen, and your Bibles, because it is time to hear what thus says the word of the Lord. And at this time, it is an honor and privilege and a pleasure to bring to you this morning our speaker, none other than the first ambassador for Artists International, Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is a Proverbs 31 woman. She is anointed and appointed by God. She is our ambassador. I love her dearly, and I thank her and thank God each day for her and for what she is doing to build the kingdom of God. So at this time, Dr. P.K. Roberts, are you out there on the line this morning?
Can you hear me?
I can. I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so very much for hosting the call this morning. And I just praise God, and I just bless his name for all of you all who work so diligently with the Master's Call. I thank God and I bless God this morning that we can give a good testimony. The word says that we overcome by the words of our testimony. So I talked to my dear friend, Dr. Vanessa, this morning, and she says that Papa Weatherspoon is doing much better. Somebody ought to say hallelujah, glory to God, because on Saturday morning we got a call that he had stopped breathing, and the question was, shall we resuscitate? And she said, absolutely. And so this morning we thank God that he's doing well, his vitals are doing well, and we thank God for the commitment that Dr. Vanessa has for her parents, and I just really admire that. I wanted to take a little time to say that because here in America, for some reason, we don't respect our elders as we should. And I just thank God for the love and respect and the commitment that she has given to her parents and how she loved them and care for them and ensure that they get the very best. You all continue to pray for her, and I'm going to give the little story, as I've already given to many down through my ministry, and it's the story of the geese. The geese knows when they are flying south, that the wind sometimes gets really treacherous, and they fly in a V formation. All right, Pastor Vanessa. They fly in a V formation, and in that V formation, the lead goose sometimes get really, really tired. And what they do is they shift formation. The lead goose will drop back and let another goose. And this is how they continue toward their destination. And we as human beings don't have the sense of the geese sometimes, because we think that we need to be in the lead all the time. Glory to God. We need to understand when and how important it is for us to reformat and so that we can receive the energy and the strength and the rest that we need in this body. Oh, somebody ought to say she's talking to me. Last year, when my husband died, I knew that it was time for me to just get to the very end of the line and to take that much-needed rest. And I thank the rest of you for flying and soaring as eagles, not just geese. I mean, you all just, some of you just really went up into the mountaintop and prayed for me. And so I just thank God for that. And sometimes we have to do that. We do. We just have to take that much needed rest. And I admonish each and every one of you to allow her the rest and the time that she needs to care for her parents. If you would call me, my number, and yes, I'm giving it out openly and publicly because I want you to call me and not her, 586-747-8000. Sometimes we have to get the housekeeping done. And I mean, you just expect folk to know, but people don't know. And we don't want there to be any kind of secret or anything like that. We just want you to be very clear. So just pray and just let's keep this line rolling. And you all just, we're going to continue thriving. Is that okay with everybody? I can hear my church saying amen, amen this morning. This morning, as we go to the Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need you now to speak to our hearts. And open our ears so that we can hear, our eyes, drop the scales from them so that we can see and know what it is that you would have us to do in this season of our lives. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter and the 10th verse. This morning, I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Bible. So often I say to you, that God wants us to understand his word from different perspectives. We can read the same scripture, glory to God. You all, I clap my hand because I just envision in my mind two things when I'm clapping my hand. I clap my hand because I want that devil know I'm clapping him like his head is in between him. I'm just trying my best to beat him down with him. And then sometimes I'm just throwing them up in the air and clapping them because I want God to know, oh, you are almighty, you're wonderful, and I just praise you on today. Okay, here we go. 10th verse says, this is Paul talking to the church, and I want you to know that this is P.K. Roberts talking this morning to the artist family. I'm talking to you all, and I'm talking to me. But I urge and entreat you, my brethren, I'm going to change that, my children, my sisters and my brothers. How about that? By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in perfect harmony and full agreement in what you say, in what you say, let's put a plug right there. We need to understand how important our words are. In Proverbs it says that the life and death are where? In the power of our tongue. In Genesis, the first chapter, it says that God spoke the world into existence. Listen to the power of words and that which we say. We should not say, I can't stand so-and-so in the business. I can't stand the way you treat me. You just make me sick. I just can't stand you. We should be careful about what we say in our mouths. What we allow to come out of our mouths, because what we say creates the atmosphere and the world in which we live. Hallelujah. We need to be careful about what we say. Point one, put it down. Be careful about what we say. PK, be careful about what you say. Be careful about how you talk to people. Be careful about how you admonish people or how you degrade people, because there is power of life and death in the tongue. Some of us absolutely have murdered some people with our tongue because we have slain their character. We have absolutely killed them with our mouths. We need to go back and repent. Let's take a moment and do that right now. Father, forgive us. Forgive us now for talking against your creation. We don't always understand each other, don't even understand why we do what we do sometimes. But dear God, we ask that you place an angel at the gate of our lips. As you said, as David prayed in Psalms, place an angel at the gate of our lips so that we will say those things which are pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah. We are going to say what the word says. We are going to say what the word says. We will not say I'm sick in my body. We will say I'm healed by the blood of Jesus. I'm healed from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. We will not say that I'm so broke that I can't get up. I am so broke. No, we are prosperous. We are healthy. We are wealthy and wise. Saved and sanctified. Hallelujah. Thank you for your spirit this morning. We will speak that which your word says. You said in your word that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. You said that the count on the thousand hills are yours. Therefore, everything belongs to you. We will say what your word says in spite of what we see. We love our sisters and our brothers here in Artis. And we will say that we have super fantastic leaders. Hallelujah. We have great leaders. We have great sisters and brothers in this business working together. Hallelujah. Amen. So what we say is so important. I want you to remember that this morning. And so let me go and say it again. I urge you, I entreat you, my dear sisters and brothers, not by P.K. Roberts' name, not by the name of the Diaz de Leon family, not by Miss Dorothy Cook's name, not by Miss Marie Preston's name, not by the name of Miss Gail Mathis, she's wonderful, not by the name of anybody but Jesus Christ, our Lord. Why? Because there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says every knee must bow to the name of Jesus. And nobody has died for you but Jesus. Nobody hung on the cross and took every sin to the cross but Jesus. Nobody can do you like Jesus. Hey, glory to God. So by the name of Jesus Christ, I admonish you, I entreat you, that all of you be in perfect harmony and full agreement. Why? Because when we are in harmony, that means that this body is working as it should. If I told my feet to move this morning, if my feet decided that it wasn't going to move, then my body would not have been able to get up, walk into this living room, sit down to this computer panel that ain't working, so I can't see the dashboard this morning. It wouldn't have done what I needed to do. It wouldn't be harmonized. It would, you know what I'm saying? I want you to understand and get a picture in your mind. Whenever we all find our place and purpose in the body of Christ, glory to God, when we know who we are in Christ, I love Harvey Monk and Greg Cartwright, two men God appointed and anointed, slapped upside the head and said, you're going to have to talk to her, but you got to talk to her sweet. And let her know that she's not in her place now. It's time for her to move out. Harvey said, you can't do what your husband did. You've got to do what God has given you to do. You are not a Dorothy Cook. You ain't running out there and talking to everybody, Tom, Dick, and Harry, Moon, and Nucky. You have a specific group of people like Jesus did in your circle that you've got to really work with those people, and they are going to move. And then God is going to give you, you got to understand what God has for you. He said, be who you are. You are the mouth of God. That's who you are. And when I started doing what he said, and what Greg Cartwright said, they both gave me permission to release David for real, just to release him, and to just love myself in the space and place that I'm in. Most of us don't love ourselves in the space and the place that we are in. Put that down. Love yourself in the space and the place that you now find yourself in. I used to say, belong where you are planted. You cannot. not uproot yourself and just move yourself around. God is the one who moves you from place to place when you allow him to. Sometimes we just dig in and say, God, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to stay right here. I don't care what you say. I don't care. This is what I know. This is comfortable for me. I know he says time to move, but I ain't moving. I can't do it. Just can't do it. Mississippi coming on up out of me. Listen, God says, if we will hear his voice every morning, this is a wonderful place to come to hear the voice of God. But not only that, you need to have your own private time, your own closet time. When you say, God, who is it that you would have me to speak to today? Where would you have me to go today? So that you can be in harmony with yourself. And once you are in harmony with yourself, then you can be in agreement with others, because you are not fighting your own self, and you are in peace and harmony with God and with yourself. You all, I think that I have talked just about enough this morning, and I haven't even gotten through that first, through the very first verse. But let me just read the verse at least. But I urge and entreat you, brethren, by the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that all of you, now you know all of us, come on, we're going to just start speaking all of us so that enough of us will be in perfect harmony and full agreement in what we say, and that there be no dissension, no argument, or fraction, or division among you. You got your little group over there, and I got my little group over here, and all of us are going to do our thing. Well, I want you to know that God has called us into order. Why? Because he has already given a vision. He's already given a vision. Somebody say that word vision. Somebody say vision to who? Papa D.M. De Leon. He didn't give it to P.K. Roberts. He did not give that vision to P.K. Roberts. He gave that vision to Papa for this company. And because he gave it to Papa, we need to walk in what Mr. Diaz de Leon, Antonio Diaz de Leon, has given us to do. He now is asking us to go in our back office, make a commitment to just talk and give an experience to two people a day. Two people a day. He has sought the Lord and has said that if you do that, numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie. If you get out and do that, you're going to see results. I just tried it for myself, you all. I haven't been doing anything going out talking to people, you know, and talking out and Dr. Cookie's wife. You can't talk to just two people. Once you start getting some in-the-pocket money, it just keeps driving you. Once you see the people say, oh, I feel so much better, it gives you passion and it gives you something on the inside. I guess it just stirs up the Holy Ghost that says, you can do one more. You can do one more. I have had to remind myself, okay, you got to balance yourself. Get yourself in the house. Dr. Vanessa said, girl, you woke up wide awake. You on fire. You great. Yeah, but I want you to understand, too, that there is balance. See, that's what we do sometimes. We want one completely out of steam. Can you tell me when I'm at the end? Because I don't have a clock. Ain't nothing working for me this morning but my mouth and the Lord and the Holy Spirit. So it feels like it's on at the end of the thing. And it's okay for you to come in and say, okay. And that there be no dissensions or fractions of division among you, but that you be perfectly united in your common understanding and in your opinions and judgment. That means that your opinions and your judgment should line up with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with Papadias de Leon, who went there and got the vision over 20 years ago, and with us working together. Why? Because we are better together. And once our feet are moving, our hands moving, our heart pumping, some of us are just in the heart of this body. Okay, got it, baby. Some of us are just the heart of this body. We need to just pop and massage the hearts of people, because that's what we do. God gives us that kind of gift. We just said. This morning, I thank God for each of you. I just to encourage your heart on this Monday morning and to tell you that we are better together, working together in harmony, peace, and agreement. I love you so very much. I thank God for this wonderful Master's Morning team that works so diligently in bringing you the word and prayer each and every morning. Is that to you, Tammy?
Dr. PK, it's me, Tiffany. I'm going to go ahead and take the call back. Thank you for that phenomenal message. We are better together. And if you want to go back and listen to the replay number is 712-432-1085 and the same PIN code that you used to dial into the number today. At this time, Willa, will you come to the line right now and seal this word and this call out in prayer? Are you there?
Yes, I am, Tammy. Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Praise God. Oh, I just love you, Dr. PK. Thank you so much for that inspiring word. We go before the Lord in prayer. Thank God from whom all blessings flow. Father God, we just thank and praise you this morning. We thank you for this day that you have made, for allowing us to be a part of it, to rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank and praise you for all the praise reports we had on Friday. Oh, Lord, for returning Dr. PK to her passion and artist and for all the things that you have for her. Father, I thank and praise you that Mr. Cartwright and Harvey Mock stopped along her way to let her know to get on with life. Just showing her how to love herself where she is, Father, and that she will love you, even love herself even more and more. And, Father, you told us in your word that when we're faithful over little, you'll make us ruler over many. So continue to enrich her. Continue to empower Dr. PK in Jesus' name. Continue to help her just love herself where she is, because she's given so much to so many, and we love her dearly, Lord. Father, we thank and praise you. Hallelujah. For the praise report about Papa Preston. Father, you told us in your word that when two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. So we thank you, oh God, for the prayers that have gone up for him. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the doctors are amazing. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you so much for lifting him up. We thank you, oh Lord, for Mama Josie, oh Lord, and we know her blood pressure has been reduced, oh God, and she is doing so much better. Thank you, oh God, for sending angels along the way for Dr. Vanessa, Lord, giving her the rest she needs. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you for touching Minister Gwen Beatty, Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Lord, she's doing, she said she did well last week. Father, we thank and praise you for Jackie and her praise report, oh Lord, and getting her father back into the pulpit. Oh Lord, we just have so much to thank and praise you for. We could just be on for so long, but I don't have much time. Father, and so we lift up our prayer requests before you. But before we do any of that, Lord, we ask you please forgive us of our sins and just help us to be like you in our thoughts and our words and our deeds. Help us to be the Galatians 5:22 people in Jesus' name. Father, we praise you. And you told us, oh God, that no one can enter a strong man's house and rob his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man. So we bind the strong man in Jesus' name. We bind him of sickness, disease, illness, poverty, lack, oh God, whatever it is, we bind the strong man. Now we enter the camp in Jesus' name, taking back all those things that he has stolen from us. Father, we take back, oh God, hallelujah, glory be to God, whatever Angela is facing today. Oh God, we just bask that in love. We bask that in faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah. We enter that strong man's house. And, Lord, whatever it is that's bothering her today, you told us to be anxious for nothing, but with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, to make our request known to you. And you said the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds, Christ Jesus. So guard her heart, guard her mind in Jesus' name. And, Father, you said, you made a promise with Abraham because you said that you could swear by no one greater, that you swear by your name. You said, surely you will bless us. Surely you will multiply us. So, Father, for each and every person that's on the line, whatever they stand in need of, bless, multiply, do a mighty work, we pray. In Jesus' name, we forever give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Willa, for filling the call out in prayer. Tammy, thank you for working the board this morning. Robin, thank you for greeting us. And Tammy, once again, thank you for opening us up in prayer. Dr. P.K. Roberts, Ambassador of Artists International, thank you for that on-time word. We are better together. And a thank you to each of you who have dialed into the TMC call this morning. We thank God for you. We pray that you would go out and do your two experiences today, that you would always put God first and make sure that you go out, you obey, submit to the will of God, to be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. And we will definitely look forward to hearing you on the line on tomorrow. Goodbye for now.